أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome back to Ramadan Reflections for 2024. Today being the 12th day of the blessed month of Ramadan. Today, as we continue in our series, we turn our focus to yet another verse of the Noble Quran that speaks about the merits of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, and those who strive to emulate him. In Surah number 9, Surah At-Tawbah, verse number 19, Allah says the following. Do you consider providing water to the pilgrims and tending the sacred mosque as equal in value to one who believes in Allah and the last day and strives in Allah's cause? They are not equal in Allah's sight, and Allah does not guide to truth the wrongdoing folk whose measure and judgment are wrong. This verse for today challenges believers to reflect on the true essence of faith and righteousness, highlighting the distinction between mere acts of ritualistic devotion and sincere commitment to Allah's cause. It juxtaposes the physical efforts of providing water to pilgrims and maintaining Masjid al-Haram, the sacred mosque, with the spiritual endeavor of striving in the way of Allah. Now, to really appreciate the meaning of this verse and how we can sit today and claim its relation to Imam Ali, peace be upon him, we need to reflect on the history of revelation of this verse. The renowned Sunni scholar Al-Haskani, he narrates a conversation that took place in which Shayba and Abbas being the uncle of the Prophet, were each trying to take pride in something and were discussing it when Imam Ali, peace be upon him, passed by them. Imam Ali, peace be upon him, hearing them, asked, "What are you proud of?" Abbas said, "I have been granted a privilege that no one else has, and that is providing water to the pilgrims of the house of Allah, the Kaaba." Shayba, on the other hand, said, "I am the repairer of the Masjid al-Haram and the custodian of the Kaaba." He had the keys to the Kaaba in his possession. Imam Ali, peace be upon him, says, "Though I feel embarrassed to say it, I must say that despite my young age, I have a pride and a virtue that you don't have." They both asked him, both Shayba and Abbas said, "What pride is this? What virtue is this? What accolade is this?" To which Imam Ali replied, "I fought with the sword of jihad so that you could bring faith in Allah and the Messenger of Allah." Hearing this, Abbas angrily rose and went to the Prophet to complain, and he said to the Prophet, "Don't you see how Ali talks to me?" The Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his noble family, said, "Call Ali, bring him here, let's have a discussion, see what's going on here." The hadith goes on to say that when Imam Ali, peace be upon him, came, the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, said to him, "Why did you talk to your uncle Abbas like that?" Imam Ali, peace be upon him, a young man, replied to the Prophet, he says, "O Messenger of Allah, if I have upset him, it's because I have spoken the truth." And Imam Ali says, "Everyone gets upset in front of the truth, and conversely, everyone gets pleased, depending on what side of the fence you're on." At this point, the non-Shia historian says that Angel Jibra'il, alayhi salam, peace be upon him, descends and he says, "O Muhammad, your Lord sends his greetings to you, and he says, recite these verses of the Quran to Abbas and Shayba and others." And it was at this point that the verse under review today was revealed to our beloved Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family. And as a reminder, the verse said, "Have you equated providing water for the pilgrims and the construction of the Masjid al-Haram with faith in Allah, the day of resurrection and jihad in his cause, that sacred struggle? These are never equal." In essence, brothers and sisters, the Quran proceeds to focus on realistic spiritual values within the human personality, emphasizing the content over the form. It suggests to people that the true distinctive value lies with those who navigate life on the path of faith in Allah and the Day of Judgment, because these are the foundation for building life on the basis of religious and social responsibility. The Quran highlights the essence of the actions and the motivations behind them, emphasizing that the true value lies in the sincerity and the devotion to Allah. People cannot be equated based on their narrow-minded actions, compared to those who've lived their lives with a broader spiritual perspective encompassing all aspects of existence. How can you equate or even attempt to prioritize those who engage in limited, partial actions over those who embody faith and strive for righteousness in all aspects of life? Really, it's an injustice to the truth and to those who strive in the cause of Allah to do so. It's a deviation, and it leads people away from the true path of guidance. So is helping others a good action? Providing water, taking care of the Kaaba, are these good? Well, without a doubt they are. However, as Abbas and Shaybah were competing for honors that they had in the pre-Islamic era, and before they had accepted Islam, their self-perceived good deeds were actually not worth what they thought they were. And for this reason, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, had to stand and speak the truth, as simply serving the Hujjaj and maintaining the Kaaba has no weight if the person doing so has no faith. Or worse, they claim faith but are responsible for committing atrocious acts of aggression. Thus, when we zoom into his life, we see that Imam Ali and the way of Imam Ali epitomizes the deeper meaning conveyed in this verse, emphasizing the importance of genuine faith and righteous action over superficial displays of piety. As the embodiment of unwavering devotion to Allah, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, every action was imbued with sincerity and selflessness, reflecting his profound belief in Allah and in the last day. Imam Ali, peace be upon him, unparalleled dedication to Allah and the cause of the religion, manifested through his unwavering support of the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, and his tireless efforts in spreading the message of Islam, this exemplifies the essence of striving in Allah's cause. His steadfastness in the face of adversity and his unwavering commitment to justice and righteousness serve as a timeless example for believers seeking to emulate true faith and devotion. This verse serves as a reminder that true righteousness is not measured by outward appearances or material contributions alone, but rather by the sincerity of one's belief and the earnestness of one's efforts in Allah's cause. Imam Ali alayhi salam, his life serves as a beacon of guidance, inspiring believers to strive for excellence in faith and righteousness, recognizing that true guidance comes only from Allah, and that righteousness is not attainable by those who engage in wrongdoing. Even if the wrongdoing is a presumably good action, still doesn't work. Now, although the name of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, is not directly mentioned in the Quran, nor in the verse that we are reviewing today, that's where the hadith come into play. Given that the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, and the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon all of them, are the rightful interpreters of the Quran, we must go to their door of guidance to see how they explain the verses of the Quran. And in looking at the verse under review for today, we come across the following narration which adds clarity to this verse. And it states the following. It has been reported in the commentary of the Quran of Furat ibn Ibrahim from Al-Husayn ibn Al-Hakam, and the words of Allah, "Have you made the providing of water for the pilgrim and the maintenance of the Masjid al-Haram equal to the deeds of one who believes in Allah in the last day?" It has been said that this verse was revealed concerning Al-Abbas and the building of Al-Masjid al-Haram. And his saying, Allah's saying, like those who believe in Allah in the last day, that this was revealed concerning Ali ibn Abi Talib specifically. Let us now come to some practical tips from this topic of today for our Ramadan reflections, as well as a closing reflection and a final thought to end off our blessed day of the month of Ramadan. Point number one is actions rooted in faith. Mere actions devoid of faith, even good actions, are deceptive, akin to a hollow mirage and a lifeless body. True nobility in Islam lies not in superficial acts of service, but in sincere belief in Allah followed by dedicated service to the faith. In this light, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, exemplified this principle throughout his life. Believing, following and struggling in the way of Allah, earning the honor of having verses revealed about him. Point number two is the superiority of sincere warriors. Sincere warriors dedicated to Islam hold a superior status compared to others engaged in different occupations. Imam Ali, peace be upon him, stands as the epitome of sincerity and dedication, serving Islam tirelessly and participating in every battle. Even in times of illness, the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, prayed for Imam Ali's recovery, recognizing his indispensable role in securing victory for the Muslim community. Point number three is that social injustice in equating warriors. Equating sincere warriors with others is a form of injustice. Imam Ali, peace be upon him's unparalleled status cannot be compared to any other individual, nor any other companion. He stands in his own category of distinction and is above the term companion. While the companions varied in their levels of faith and dedication, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, transcended comparison, embodying a level of devotion beyond measure that has never been seen in the annals of history. As a closing reflection, reflecting on the significance of faith-driven actions, the superiority of sincere warriors, and the unique status of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, we are reminded of the essence of true devotion in Islam. Imam Ali, peace be upon him's unwavering belief and dedication serves as a beacon for believers, guiding us to prioritize faith above all else in our actions. And as one final thought as I conclude for today, let us heed the lessons of Imam Ali, peace be upon him's life, striving to emulate his unwavering faith and dedication in serving the cause of Islam. May we recognize that true nobility lies not in superficial actions, but rather in sincere belief and dedicated service to the faith. Let us honor Imam Ali's legacy, peace be upon him, by following his example and dedicating our lives wholeheartedly to the path of righteousness and faith. Until tomorrow and another day of Ramadan and our Ramadan reflections, we leave you with the words of peace. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.